This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a dreary day out there. Going to be a long week of a little bit of rain most days, it seems like, and then maybe some sun here and there. So it's going to be a long week for those who want to get out into the garden and enjoy it. Or maybe not. Maybe you'll just get in there and just have fun in the rain, if there is rain of the dreary days. That's what, you know, gardening, it's up to you. So, definitely for those of us who want to kind of not just get out there and get soaked in the rain, probably going to be a long week. But no big deal here. Anyways, we're talking gardening. Right at the end of the last break, Eleanor was just asking what to fertilize her magnolia with. And I was just kind of said it at the end. I want to make sure I say it again. It would be tree tone or plant tone for that magnolia, as long as it's more than 50% full of leaves. Now, if it is a mold that was on there, we're looking at using some sort of fungicide, like a copper fungicide or an infuse from Bonide. The All Seasons oil would be if there was an insect on there at this point. One of the things that I was just thinking about is, it seems like it could be lichen that's on there, and usually lichen is a secondary issue, so that's probably where I came up with the last time some sort of problem that's going on with the tree, right? Usually that means there could be an insect or something that's going on there. All that being said, you know, I always tend to lean on the side of trying to save a tree, right? You know, yesterday was Earth Day. Feel bad even saying let's cut that tree down, even though it, you know, might inevitably be the way to go, right? Sometimes it's better off for all your plants for that to happen. But as I was discussing with Eleanor, if there are bees, and the bees are the beneficial bees, right, that the bees that are there to pollinate, I'd hate to cut it down right now when we could be doing so many more things for the shrubs and trees in the area by keeping that bee, that place for the bees to thrive around, right? That would just be, you know, might be a home for them, etc. That's just the thing. That's why I was in between on it, right? Because I'll tell you, it's hard to just say, all right, cut the tree down when you know that it it could have had the beneficial bees there for your entire garden. Not just, you know, a few, but it could be the entire garden. And again, it's not easy to just say cut a tree down. Anyways, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I talked about it at this time last year, but, you know, the past week in my town and a neighboring town in Billerica, so I live in Chelmsford, and in Billerica, they were actually out there in helicopters, low to the ground, and people were saying, what's going on? Well, there's helicopters everywhere. Well, if you read up on it, they were actually treating the little ponds and streams, certain areas that they know that are areas where mosquitoes just kind of form all the time because they love standing water, right? And so they were out putting down a product to help get some of those mosquitoes before it got too bad. You know the craziest thing about it is you can use that same product because what they're using is available for you and it's not a chemical. You can actually purchase it in the product called Mosquito Bits from Summit Responsible Solutions. It's a great product that you can put in standing water. It's not just, you know, ponds and streams and those types of things, right? You know, if you have a rain barrel, if you have gutters that just sometimes sit, right? Those areas, that's where you can put this. But these mosquito bits are a bacillus, so a fungus, right, that goes out and can actually control the mosquitoes. And it's safe to be used around people, pets, plants, and fish. So it's not going to harm anything that's in there, right? So it's a product that they use on a higher level. You know, it's a little bit more to it. But they're using it in towns to help control mosquitoes. So why aren't you, right? You can do the same exact thing. And I know in those areas that they spray, they don't spray, it's a granule that they put down, right? In those areas that they use it, it does work. So again, what they're putting down is a product, it's a Bacillus thuringiensis israelianus, I can't say it, but you get the idea, it's a bacillus. So it's a fungus that goes in and actually, in a beneficial way for us, will actually limit egg production, limit everything on there. So it's a huge thing to do, and it's not going to harm anyone, right? So, oh yeah, and if you only use it, you know, most of it, it'll actually kill those fungus gnats in your houseplants, in your plants that, you know, we used to be able to use the systemic houseplant from Bonide in Massachusetts, but we're no longer allowed to because of the way the label was written, right? It has a imidacloprid product in it. But the fact of the matter is this product organic enough, right? Organic. It's natural. It's not something that is a chemical that we're looking to put down. This product is going to help with the mosquitoes and also the fungus gnats. So I just wanted to bring it up because I think it's great that towns are doing this to try and help prevent mosquito outbreaks. Because we know what mosquitoes bring, West Nile, Zika, all those types of things. Just want to be safe. So think about using the mosquito bits from Summit Responsible Solutions. They have multiple size packages. They have an 8-ounce, treats up to 2,000 square feet, a 30-ounce, that treats up to 7,500 square feet. And then 20 pounds will do 1.8 acres. right? Some of these, you know, they actually say if you're using it for the fungus gnats, you water it into your soil, create like it's tea, where you put some of the mosquito bits into a gallon of water, let it sit, leach out the product into the water, because that's what the idea behind it, and then it can start actually killing the fungus gnats while it waters into the solution, into the soil. But definitely take a look at summitchemical.com for more information in regards to this. And again, this is called mosquito bits. They have the mosquito dunks, right? Those look like mini donuts. You know, don't eat them. They're not going to harm you, but I don't think they're going to taste very good. But the idea is they have multiple ways. The dunks break down over time, whereas the bits are smaller and they kind of spread out. So just keep that in mind early, because it is mosquito, you know, the mosquitoes are starting to get out there. You're seeing them. Might as well get ahead of it. And so using the dunks or the bits are the way to go. Standing water, anywhere, you know, it doesn't have to be deep water. But standing water can do this for you as long as it sits there for a few days or more. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor for investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, end of the weekend. Work week is on its way. So, get ready for it. It's going to be a dreary one. So, maybe it's some catch-up time to do some things here and there. But still, good time to be putting down your crabgrass preventer, right? Our crabgrass preventer can be put down now. It's a good time for it, especially soil temperature-wise. And prevention-wise, we definitely want to start putting that down, right? Also want to look at if you're seeding or not, and saying, all right, what am I going to use? Do I want to prevent the crabgrass, or what do I want to do, right? Those are the things you want to take a look at. And so we look at it and say, all right, which one to use? Do we use a crabgrass control, or do we use one that you can actually use as a starter fertilizer at the same time? Now, there's one mix out there currently that you can use when it comes to a starter fertilizer with crabgrass control. At the moment, it's a Scott's product, where you can actually use their product. They call it step one for seeding, right? So step one for seeding can be used to prevent crabgrass as well as allow the plant to start developing and not kill good grass. So you got to look at that aspect and say, am I going to see this spring? Am I not going to see? What am I going to do? Because if you put just the crabgrass preventer down and then put seed down, it's a waste of time, money, and effort. Because that crabgrass control that you're putting down doesn't know the difference between good grass seed and crabgrass. It just all thinks it's the same. So that's not what we're looking for it to do. Anyways, I got a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in York, Maine.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I'm fine. I'm the one with the big ferns that I overwintered in my basement. And I want to get some instructions on how to harden those off and what the temperature needs to be. And I was thinking, do I only bring them out when it's like cloudy? Should I be careful about not hitting them with the sun too early? Or, and how long, and should I take the plants out? And what length of time would I need to do that before they can stay out all the time? Okay.
All right. Yeah, no, great questions, because these are things that others might want to do at the same time as well. So let's start with the hardening off aspect of it. So hardening off is the process of basically getting a plant used to the weather outside. So we're trying to get it used to the cold. Now, I would say on some of the ferns there, you would want to put them outside when temperatures are 55 degrees or warmer. Right? So if it's going to be in the 40s during the day, even though it's not freezing, it's still too cold. Right? We want it to...
Okay.
We don't want to go from inside a house, even though, you know, a basement might be cooler, in the 60s, maybe high 50s, we don't want it to go from there to, like, 40s. It'll shock the plant. Okay?
Right.
So we have a lot to discuss with those. I want to answer all your questions, but I have to hit a break. So hang tight with me, and when we come back, we'll answer more about your ferns. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. Thousands of American citizens living in Sudan being told to shelter in place while fighting rages between rival groups in the capital city of Khartoum. Less than 100 were evacuated yesterday from the U.S. Embassy. One U.S. citizen among the more than 400 people who have been killed so far. Beaches in Los Angeles County shut down yesterday because of sewage.
A major sewage spill has forced the closure of many popular Los Angeles County beaches, including the beaches in Marina del Rey, Santa Monica, and this woman's home in Long Beach.
It's going to be a nice weekend and can't go to the beach.
An estimated 250,000 gallons of sewage spilled into the L.A. River Thursday due to an equipment failure.
General Motors issuing a recall. That recall involving certain Chevy Silverado medium-duty trucks for model year 2019 or later. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, talking with Linda. Excuse me. Bringing out ferns for the spring. And we were talking about hardening them off. Now, the hardening off process can take anywhere between, you know, depending upon the weather, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, right? But it, again, it's all going to depend on how our temperatures fluctuate. We know that in April, our temperatures fluctuate all over the place, right? It basically, you look at the weather forecast for the next week, and it's rainy, and I believe the day highs are mid-50, but the lows are in the 40s. It looks like next week will start to warm up a little bit. So it almost seems like next week would be the better week to start bringing these ferns outside. Okay?
Okay.
And what you're going to want to do is, you don't want to bring them out like first thing, like when you wake up, right? You want to wait until and it's early, so the sun, isn't as extreme. It's getting to that point, right? But when the sun really starts to come out and warm up the day, right? Because sometimes it could take 9, 10 o'clock before it warms up enough, right? So kind of look at the temperatures of where you're going to put them and say, all right, it's not going to be like 30 degrees there because it's shady. Because we know with the ferns, they take more shade, right? And so we don't want to burn them too much, right? We got to find the happy medium here because we don't want to get them so that they're too cold, but we don't want to get them too hot and put them in the full sun. So it's like you got to find that middle road, right?
Okay.
So, putting it in an area that's going to get some shade during the day would be fine. You just need the temperatures. And again, it looks like next week's going to warm up during the day. So you'd bring it out. Say you start it out there about 9 o'clock. You know, okay. Just as an example, 9 a.m. You leave it out all day or until you start to see the temperature starting to drop.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Then you'll bring it indoors and just keep it right by, like, the door that you brought it out, the back door, if you have some space. So that way you can bring it out the next day about the same time and leave it out a little bit longer. Now, usually this lasts about a week before you know, the plant is hardened off to those temperatures. And what you also do is when you leave it out, by leaving it out a little bit longer each day, and I'm not talking like minutes, I'm talking about half hour to an hour each day, a little bit more, what happens is they get exposed to the cooler temperatures gradually versus just like immediate freezes. And we're almost, I'd say we're about a month away from no more frosts happening anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So we're close, but we're still with the possibility of frost. So you just got to keep an eye out. And then as it stayed out for, you know, you've brought it out and it stayed out for a week and bringing it in each night, then you can start to leave it a little bit later overnight. Sometimes you look at the temperatures and the overnight temperatures will stay above 55.
Okay.
That would be the day you say, all right, I'm going to leave it outside tonight and let it be because it's going to get used to some of those temperatures. And that's what we're looking for to make it so it's successful out there.
Okay. I think I got confused there. Like 9 a.m. And did you say leave it out all day? Right in the beginning?
As long as it's, you know.
I'm concerned when I've done this in the past. I'd like take it out for an hour and I say, oh my goodness, I got to get that back in the house. You know, I can't let it stay out that long. But
so as long as the temperatures outside have a good, you know, they're above 55 degrees, you can leave it out there, right?
Okay.
So it's one of those things where it's not just about the length of time that it's out there. It's about the temperatures. As long as the temperatures are really in the 55 or higher, I don't see a problem for you.
Okay.
So I think you're really going to be okay with it.
Okay. I have one other question.
Sure.
My lawn got really damaged last year with the drought. And I started new grass seed. And I'm also mixing clover, the mini clover, in with my grass seed in my backyard. And I got the first seeding down, and I'm using the Jonathan Green Ultra Black Beauty.
Yeah.
And it seemed to take, like, a long time for it to germinate. And I got late in the season, and I didn't put down the second seeding. I should have. Had I known that it was going to stay so warm right up to November, it would have been fine, but I was afraid to. So I have a lot of bare patches out in my lawn. And I'm wondering, I haven't put down that second seeding yet. When would that be safe? Do I have to wait until the daytime temperatures are 60?
No, so it's not about the temperatures outside. It's about the temperatures in the soil. And you're in York, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're not too far away from where we are temperature-wise. Let me take a look at your soil temperatures. The soil temperatures need to be above 55 degrees.
Okay.
And that can be a lot different than the outside temperatures, right?
Right.
So let's see.
Right.
Your average temperatures, you guys are doing pretty good up there. You're really close to that line. Okay. So honestly, you could put some of that grass seed down now, or you could wait another week. The reason why I would say put it down now is you're getting free water this week, right? It's going to rain a lot of the week.
I've got some preparation to do, though. It's a really large, I've got to, kind of dig that up and thatch it out there. I run my little thatcher behind my lawn tractor to kind of, dig it up a little bit.
Okay.
And I have two large bags of Love Your Soil.
Yeah.
Would I put that down at the same time that I seed?
Yeah, you can put it down I would put it down before.
Okay,
right?
Well,
because,
but not before I prepare my lawn or else I'll,
exactly.
get rid of it, right? Okay.
Exactly. So prepare the lawn, get everything ready.
Yeah.
And then from there, once it's ready, put the Love Your Soil down. The reason why I say to put it down first is that product needs to break down because it's a granular form. So walking over it is not a bad thing. Whereas grass seed, say it's a little damp, just a little bit damp, it can stick to the tires of the spreader, and it can also stick to your shoes. And so the less walking on it, the better. Right?
So
that way
it really needs to get watered in first, right?
Well, it needs to be watered in, but not necessarily right away. What I mean by that is, say the grass is just a little wet.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to walk over the Love Your Soil because it's not really going to stick because it's a granule. It's not going to stick to your shoes or the tires. It might a little bit, but nothing major. Whereas grass seed, it's, thinner blades, a little bit wider than the granules. And so what will happen is it can stick to things a little bit easier. So, and it doesn't like to be walked on as much, so that way it can start to establish, etc. So that's why I say put the Love Your Soil down first, so you're walking less on the seed itself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But you can definitely put it down, and I'd say, once you get prepped, you're ready to go. And you can prep at any time, at any time now.
Right, as long as it's not pouring out there, right?
Yeah, no, that makes it a little bit harder to work out there, but you're right on.
Okay, thanks.
Alrighty.
So much, Patrick. Okay.
Alright, Linda, have a great one.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alright, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Those of you getting your gardens ready for the season, right? Getting the garden ready, why not add a product like Garden Tone? Now, Garden Tone from Espoma is not your garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is specially blended for your organic vegetable garden. Its all-natural formula contains biotone and a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people and pets. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, you hear me talk just touch on the soil temperatures for Linda there when it came for putting seed down, right? Well, she's in York, a little bit more north of where Boston, right? If you look at the soil temperatures that have happened over the past 2 weeks in Massachusetts, and I'm just talking northern Massachusetts because I'm in Chelmsford, 1 point last week, or about 9 days ago when we had that real hot temperatures, the soil temperature was 72 degrees. It's now been above 55 for 12 days. So we're doing pretty good when it comes to the soil temperatures to put grass seed down. What does that also mean? That also means that crabgrass can start to germinate, right? So crabgrass is starting to get out there. So you got to take a look at that. That's why we got to put those crabgrass controls down now so that it gets it before they can germinate. Because that's what they're looking to do. They're looking to prevent. It's a preventative, not a curative, right? So we need to put that crabgrass control down now to prevent, because it's not going to cure it if the crabgrass already starts growing. I'm not saying just because you see a couple pieces of crabgrass here and there means don't do it, because crabgrass can really go in cool and warm temperatures. So it's definitely worth putting down, even if you see a little bit. But it's just something to keep in mind. Anyways, we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to have Karen from Natural Alternative with us at the 8 o'clock hour, but we do have a phone call now that we're going to take. So, Nathan, who's up next?
David's in St. Charles.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Hey, I've got just a few questions for you.
Sure.
I bought, and I have to ask this because I've never done any of these before, but I bought a couple fruit trees and several blueberry bushes and a grape and blackberry. And the blueberry I do not have very good luck with. I bought them in the boxes, and they seem to start to drop their leaves, and so I, in a hurry, because they're perfect for patio containers, figured, well, if nothing else, I'm going to throw them in the container and see if that does any good. And unfortunately, I had to use the soil I had, and the blueberry, it says here, prefers the acidic soil of the pH range of approximately 4.5 to 5.5. And I checked it with one of those little pH meters, and it's 7.5. Is there any way I can amend that soil without pulling the plants out? But if I have to, I can. But I've never done this before, so
yeah,
that's one
all
of
good.
My questions.
All right, for that, it's simple. There is a product out there called Soil Acidifier from Espoma. Okay. That can actually bring the pH level down to what you're looking for. It's just going to take a little bit of time,
okay,
but it can do it for you. And I think that would be the way to go when it comes to getting the soil down, because the blueberries do need acidic soil to thrive, right? And so we got to make sure that it gets that, and we want the soil pH level to be close to a like a 5.5, 5.7. We want it to stay low.
Okay.
For it. So that's what will help the blueberry.
Okay, great. My other question is, I've got a grape vine that is taking off, and I have a plastic-covered chain-link fence. Would that be okay to kind of grow that grape plant on? And my other question after that would just be with a peach tree and two cherry trees, any just do's and don'ts that you think, because I've never done this, that you might give me a heads up to either do or not to do.
Okay. So for the grape, that fence would be fine. You don't have to worry about it. That would work well. Okay.
Excellent.
So that's good for you there. Now the peach tree and what were the other two? Cherry?
Cherry trees.
Okay. You just want to make sure that with the cherries, you got pollinators that will pollinate each other, right?
Okay.
So depending upon the cherry tree, it does have different pollinators that can pollinate each other. It's not necessarily having the same plant. So do you know what type of cherry?
One is a Lapin. One is a Lapin, and the other starts, I think, with an S. They're different. They're not both the same. One's a Lapin. I know that. I got them at, I think they were at the, it's either the Lowe's or the Home Depot, because I bought a little bit from both.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good.
You said it starts with an S?
I think it does. Yeah, I can't
call
it off the top of my head, but it's not a Lapin. It's different than that. Now, will that work?
What I'd like you to do is, if you could, figure out exactly what the other one is. And then I want you to go online and just search for a cherry pollinator chart. And it's going to tell you if they will pollinate each other.
Okay.
Okay? Because they need a different variety to make sure they have the right fruit.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, the peach tree, take a look and see the same type of thing. That's kind of the do's and don'ts, right? As long as you have the pollinator, everything else kind of falls into place.
Excellent.
So just make sure you do those things. Okay, David?
Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick.
All right. Have a great one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. We get back, Karen from Natural Alternatives, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.